For some historically black colleges and universities, the last few years have felt kind of like a windfall, nearly 200 years in the making.
Some historically black colleges and universities are using federal funding to help erase student debt.
The famed Spelman and Clark colleges in Atlanta also pledging to wipe out students' debts.
Senate Republicans and Democrats agreed to permanently grant $255 million annually to historically black colleges and universities. And
HBCUs in our country are famously underfunded. One reason is that for decades they've not received promised funding from state governments. Well, during the Trump administration, it seemed like they were finally getting some funding restored to not only stay afloat, but advance the mission of HBCUs, which were originally formed in the late 1800s when black Americans were not allowed to attend white universities. This all sounds amazing, right? Well, HBCUs also operate under the strain of smaller endowments, and they're watching closely to see what happens with the spending plan in Congress. As Democrats and Republicans continue to battle over it, the $45 billion originally promised for HBCUs has been cut to $2 billion, and no one is certain what the final number could be. Joining us now to explain how this will impact his school is Kevin Cosby, president of Simmons College of Kentucky. Welcome.
Thank you, Tanya. It's an honor to be with you.
Well, it's an honor to have you. Let's first set the stage here on why this money is so important in the long term. Yes, many HBCUs have received funding over the last few years, but this money under the latest spending plan is significant for the sustainability of many HBCUs. Can you explain why?
HBCUs are just 3% of the colleges and universities in America, but yet they graduate almost 20% of all Black college graduates, 50% of all Black public school teachers and public school personnel. So when you consider the fact that we do such a disproportionately superb job in educating Black Americans, it is critical that HBCUs be funded so we might continue this sacred mission. And HBCUs do not exist, as some would suggest, for purposes of segregation. They exist for purposes of celebration. HBCUs build up self-esteem in Black kids and put important ethnic armor on Black kids. And many of the kids who come to HBCU for the first time see Blacks in leadership. You cannot become what you do not see.
Tell us a little bit more about Simmons College of Kentucky. What specific things are you planning to use with this funding?
Well, Simmons College is one of the oldest private historically Black colleges in the United States. It was founded in 1879 by formerly enslaved Kentuckians. And like all HBCUs, we suffer from a economic deprivation as it relates to endowments. So one of the things that our school plans to do is, first of all, to add more programs, add more wraparound services. And what is needed in all HBCUs is a restoration of the physical infrastructure and the buildings, which are in such disrepair on all of our campuses. It takes basically three things to have a great college or a great university. It takes three B words: buildings, bodies, and bucks. And in order to have the bodies and in order to have the buildings, you have to have the bucks. Unfortunately, Black institutions have been excluded, and Black institutions reflect the exclusion of Black people, period. So Black institutions do not suffer for the lack of competency, character, or capacity. We suffer from the lack of cash, connections, and considerations.
Those alliterations are really powerful. And you know, I want to go back to what you were saying about endowments and give this illustration. So the combined endowment of all 107 historically Black colleges in 2019, according to the Associated Press, was just over $3.9 billion. That's the equivalent of the endowment for one university, the University of Minnesota. You say that investing in new programs and buildings is the number one issue for attracting students. How has enrollment fared over the last few years, and how do you anticipate it shifting over the years?
It all depends on whether or not we are funded. And HBCUs should be funded, not simply because of the critical role they play in educating Black Americans, but they should be funded as a justice issue. You cannot treat HBCUs the same way you treat PWIs because we have two different histories. We've experienced two different levels of justice. And we want to be colorblind, but the fact of the matter is in these United States, we're not colorblind, we're history blind. And because we're history blind, we are justice blind.
To your point that you're making here about the differences, this earmarked money in the spending bill would be distributed through a competitive grant instead of direct allocation. So that means it's also an open process, meaning other colleges outside of HBCUs that have Black students could also compete. Do you feel that's fair?
I think it's totally unjust because this country owes a specific debt to the American descendants of slavery who built the United States. To combine historically Black colleges and universities with minority-serving institutions negates the fact that minority-serving institutions are still predominantly white institutions that serve Black people. There is a difference between an institution that has Black people in it and a Black institution. We are a unique entity that existed and came into existence for a specific purpose. Furthermore, we should be set aside as protected institutions that is seeking to redress centuries of injustice to a specific people group that can trace their lineage back to slavery.
President Biden ran on the promise that he would restore funding to HBCUs. If you could speak to him in this moment as Congress is battling out what to fund, what would you say to him?
I would say to him that there were many who questioned his commitment to the Black community in light of the fact that he took so much pride in the 90s with much of the crime legislation and greatly injured the Black community. The Black community gave President Biden another chance. And for him not to strongly advocate for Black institutions when it was the Black community who he said had his back is just another example of betrayal that Black people have been experiencing since 1876. And Samuel Tilden and Rutherford B. Hayes betrayed our interests and ended Reconstruction. And we, the Black community, has voted overwhelmingly for President Biden. So it should be reciprocated and he should do exactly what he said he was going to do. And if he cannot do it, we want to hear from the president, come out and make statements that are very clear as to his support of HBCUs and why it is important that the legislation that he promised be passed. I would also say to him, please do not merge HBCUs with community colleges, with minority-serving institutions. We are a distinct group of sacred institutions that should be protected, and this is low-hanging fruit. If he cannot come through for us with low-hanging fruit, how can we expect him to have policies that are going to help totally the Black community?
Kevin Cosby is the president of Simmons College of Kentucky, the only HBCU in Louisville. Thank you so much for joining us.
It was my honor.